Bava Metzia, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey, 2-5. Now the Mishnah goes back to discuss the basic source that from which we know that there's an obligation to announce something if you find it and it has simanim. So the Mishnah is going to refer back to the verses that we introduced back in the very beginning. Let me read them to you again so you know what we're talking about here. The verses had said, this is again in Devarim Chav Beis, it says, Lo sira es shor achicha es seo, you shall not see the ox of your brother or his sheep or goat, nidachim, that are like wandering around lost, v'salamta mehem, and then hide from them, meaning hide your eyes from them. Hashev tashivim l'achicha, you shall certainly return them to your brother. There you have the law, then the prohibition against ignoring it, and the positive commandment to be meshiv, to do hashavas aveda. And then it says, the second pasuk says, v'imlo korav achicha alecha v'lo yada'ato, if you don't know who it belongs to, or he's not around, then v'asafto el toch beisecha, v'haya imcha ad derosh achicha oso, v'hashavos alo, then you have to keep it until your brother comes asking for it. And the third pasuk now says, v'chein ta'ase l'chamoro, you should do the same for his donkey. We already said for ox and for sheep, and now we're saying also for the donkey. V'chein ta'ase l'simlaso, and also for his garment. And then it says, V'chintas l'chol avedas achicha, asher tov ad memenu matzasa. The same goes if you find anything that's lost from your brother, and you find it, lo sucha l'salem, then you cannot ignore it, you can't hide your eyes. So the question then becomes, why did the pasuk go on to say, mentioning the chamor, the donkey, and the simla, the clothing, when we already said, kol avedas achicha, any lost item. So that's the point of departure of our Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, af, Hasimla haisa bechlal kolela. Now there's a reason why the garment was also included in that list. Why? Lama yatzat, why did the example of the clothing, the garment, get specified separately? Laha kishaleha lomar lach. It's to allow you to have some sort of like logical analogy that you can say. Mas simla miyuchedes sheyesh ba simanim v'yesh la tovim. The garment has two specific features. Because a garment, A, is sort of, in the time of the Mishnah, handmade, and therefore everyone's garment is like going to be unique and will therefore have simanim, it'll have identifying features, because every single garment is a different size, different shape, different way of stitching, unique placement of the buttons, etc., etc., etc. So it has simanim, which is unique to garments specifically, especially. And also it has tovim. People are going to claim it, because a garment doesn't just grow from the ground. It's not like, you know, wild garments running around. Every garment belonged to somebody, and therefore, for sure, someone lost his garment and wants it back. He's toveit, and for sure, he can identify it because it has simanim. So that's your archetype, the paradigm of what you'd have someone that is lost and that has simanim, has people wanting to find it, and therefore, says the Mishnah, you can make the hekesh af kol davar sheyesh bo simanim v'yesh lo tovim. The same of them would apply to any kind of article, any object in the world that has simanim, that has unique features, and also has tovim that people have lost but want it back in. Those are the things, chayav lahachriz, that you must announce you found them. And the Rishonim and Meforshim explain, they understand that you see from this actually a chiyav dorais, the chiyav, the obligation to do hachraza, to announce you found something and search for the people who lost it, actually is a mitzvah dorais that's learned out from this source over here. That drush, if you will, the extra word simla. Worth noting, I mentioned before, the reason why the psukkah mentioned the chamor is a separate drasha, which tells you that if you can't identify the donkey, but you could identify its ukaf, the saddle on the donkey, that would be enough of an identifying feature to get back not just the ukaf, the saddle, but also the donkey attached to it. The Gemara goes on to say, why did it specify shor, the ox? That's like, even like, you know, if you have like you're maintaining the ox and you shear off just like the hair at the end of its tail, those are basically worth nothing. But even so, that has to go back as well. And the Gemara ends up saying it's not exactly sure why the pasuk also mentions CO, the person's goat or sheep. What that's going to add, the Gemara ends up leaving it as a question.